Now, do you ever find yourself returning to old books during summer? Maybe something you loved as a kid, curious to see if it still holds up. Today on Summer Reading, author, columnist, broadcaster and social commentator Jane Carroll tells us what's on her list these holidays, including some well-thumbed favourites. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Barbara.
And tell me, Jane Carroll, what book are you getting stuck into right now?
I am reading an advanced reading copy which gets sent to authors if somebody wants a cover line from them, by Candace Fox, called Red Belly Crossing, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's a rip-snorting thriller of a ride, crime fiction, but with a really strong family dynamic running all the way through it, which adds another level of intrigue and fascination and, I guess, emotional depth, which I really enjoy.
And where is it set?
It's set in, you really caught me out now. It's somewhere in New South Wales. I've forgotten precisely where, but the kind of location is Red Belly Crossing in a country area in New South Wales. And so it's country cops investigating a current horrible murder which links to some old cases that have never been solved.
Mm. And you're often speaking at conferences. I believe you're going to speak at one for the historical romance novelist, yes, Georgette Heyer. I've got to admit, I hadn't heard of Georgette.
You have missed out.
So tell us about her and what you're reading there.
Well, Georgette Heyer was an author I absolutely devoured when I was a teenager. She wrote seemingly countless numbers of kind of Regency romances, and they are fabulous, you know, romantic novels, but they are brilliantly researched. I mean, she's one of those female authors who wrote a lot in the 50s and 60s and that sort of period, dismissed and sneered at, you know, by the male literature kind of mafia, but who's being rediscovered and recognised for the meticulous researcher of the period that she was. And so for the first time in, I'd hate to confess how many decades, I'm going back to read a book I remember enjoying enormously as probably a 14-year-old, called Frederica, and I'm going to be speaking about it at the conference. And I'm fascinated to see how it holds up and whether my delight in reading it as a teen is going to, you know, be the same now that I'm the grandparent of almost teens.
So how do you usually go when you're obviously a big, big reader, when you do reread books after so many years? How do you generally find you enjoy them?
Well, one of the blessings of getting older is, you know, your memory's not as good as it was. So sometimes I can't remember anything about the book, really. And so it's a brand new surprise. A second time around, I just recently reread Persuasion and then Mansfield Park. And I thoroughly enjoyed Persuasion. I found Mansfield Park much heavier going, I confess. But it was as if I hadn't read them before. There were a few things that kind of, as I read, I went, oh, this is familiar. And there was a nice feeling attached to that, a sort of nostalgia, a sort of a kind of link to the person I was 40 years ago when I first read this book. But I think I read them more slowly, and I think I take more of the emotional depth in and perhaps the period details than I did when I was young, when I was just hungry for the story.
And are you reading them in print form?
Yes. I haven't got time for audiobooks. I don't ever sit down and just listen. Radio National I listen to every morning, but it accompanies me as I go about my day. But I can't really read e-books unless I'm travelling. I love a P-book, which is my word for paper books. I know where I am in the novel, whereas with an e-book you don't know how close or far away the end is half the time. And I like the solidity and the feel of a proper book.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. Jane Carroll is my guest and we're talking about what's on her P-book reading list this summer. You're also going to be speaking at a Jane Austen conference. Are you going to be rereading any of her works in advance?
Well, I should, because I could be lazy and just talk about Persuasion, which I may yet do because it is my favourite of hers. But I might go back and give myself the pleasure of rereading Pride and Prejudice, which I haven't done for a very long time. That will be in a way enhanced and spoiled by all the different versions of Pride and Prejudice I've seen on the screen, you know, because we're constantly redoing that novel as a TV series or a film. And I find that they do permeate my reading and my ability to imagine the situation. And in a way that's great and it's really interesting, and in another way it kind of limits the experience, because the beauty of reading a book that you've never seen a movie version of is that you cast it. You paint the backgrounds and the design, the houses they're in and the breakfast tables, not the director and the film's art director.
Jane, a couple of texts coming in already from Georgette Heyer fans.
She's popular.
One of you saying, my 100-year-old mother is never without a Georgette Heyer book in her hand. Another of you saying, so on the page with Jane Carroll on Georgette Heyer. Read them all as a teenager and often dip back in for a comfort read over the years. Glad to hear she is being rediscovered. So there you go, my ignorance. Also on your list to reread, I believe, The Watchtower, a 1966 novel by the Australian novelist Elizabeth Harrower. Why are you choosing that one?
Well, shamefully, it's not a reread. I'm late to it, so this is new to me, which is one of the great beauties of there being so many books that it doesn't really matter when they were published. You may not yet have read them, and that, you know, delight awaits you forever. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm rereading it for the first time, rather, because I go to a little thing called a coven. Some people who don't like me will completely understand why I do, which is a group of women writers, artists, screenwriters who get together a few times a year. And at Christmas celebration, we all bring a book and sell it to the group and say, this is why you should take this book and read it. And I fell for The Watchtower, which was sold by one of the authors there, very effectively, at least to me, because she said this is a book about coercive control before we ever had a term for it or even really understood it as a concept. And, of course, my novel, The Mother, is about coercive control, so I was immediately interested. And, of course, I've just recently read the letters of Elizabeth Harrower and Shirley Hughes, and I'm looking forward to reading the biography of that friendship as well. I think that's by Susan Wyndham, which is just out. So I thought, nope, I'm going to have an Elizabeth Harrower Christmas and read The Watchtower. So I am really looking forward to that. And that, I know, is it'll be fun, of course, but it is quite a serious and intense read. And I do like having some of those occasionally too.
So this pitching process, does the group agree on one book, or you all go away having been sold different novels?
We all go away with the actual book. So you take a book. I took Nightingale by Laura Elvery, which I'd really enjoyed reading, and sold it to the assembled, you know, authors from my experience of reading it, and somebody put their hand up and said, yes, I want that one. So, you know, that's basically what you do. You can also steal it, so someone can steal it from you even if you've taken it. There are rules about how many times you could do that, though, because we are a coven and we need rules, because otherwise we'd be totally out of control. I sold mine, and somebody else sold The Watchtower specifically, and I stole it, in fact, from someone else who had already selected it, so guilty as charged.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Briefly, anything else on the list? That's a lot already.
It is a lot already. Well, whatever it is I get for Christmas, I'm very much hoping to get Margaret Atwood's biography, and I am giving away, in fact, a book I highly recommend to everyone. It's brilliant. Schur's The Memoir Part One, which I think is so kind of so much chutzpah in that from a woman who must be in her 80s, that it's part one of a memoir. It is hilarious, it is profound, and the high-class film gossip and picture of the 60s is unparalleled. Get Schur The Memoir Part One. I'm dying for part two. I hope Schur doesn't die before she finishes it.
Well, a quick Google suggests Cher is 79, so hopefully...
Not far off.
Oh, hopefully not near dying.
I mean,
yet.
Of 80,
just working on
not
that part too.
I mean, not far of 80.
Jane Caro, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, and please, everyone, enjoy reading and read some proper books.
There's a recommendation plus a bit of a hint for your Christmas list, I noticed. Jane Caro is an author and commentator.